It's time for your 30 Dirty Minutes.
Dirty Dirty Minutes is your support group for the year of living Gamedrously. Come to us and share your burden of finishing those games. My name is Robin Tate at Bongo the Sane, and it has been 30 days since I have bought a game. My £100 budget is still intact. In the waiting room today, we have Fraser Moores in jolly old Canada. That's Fraser at Fumu. Good afternoon, good evening, Fraser. Hello. Thank you for joining me. I'm very well, thank you. I am stuffed to the hilt with Christmas pudding and all manner of things and scraps and all the other bits and pieces that have been left over from Christmas Day.
I think that goes for a lot of people, yeah. You're not on your own there.
Oh, well, I mean, have you had a good Christmas? It's been good fun.
It's not been too bad. I've been stricken with illness, but I mean, at Christmas Eve, I was just dead to the world. But you know what? We had a quiet Christmas. You know, what better time to be feeling a bit sick than all you got to do is get up, eat, go back to the sofa, sleep, maybe watch some TV.
It's funny, I was listening to a few things. I was dropping my son into work there, and I was listening to a few things about how people handle Christmas morning. Now, my kids aren't allowed into the room where all the presents are until we come down, and then we sit them down, and we all take turns, one present, one present, one present. Is that similar to yourselves, or what do you do?
We're a little bit different. We make sure the kids don't go down on their own, like separately. They both have to go downstairs together when they wake up in the morning. Then they can grab the stockings and make sure that they see that Santa's been and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And then we usually do some stocking presents up in the bedroom. And then after breakfast is when we hit the tree and all the presents under the tree.
This year, I think we were that flipping busy. We had 24 odd people in the house. It was 7 o'clock in the evening before I opened my new electric toothbrush. Anyway, look, we're here about this thing, which was an idea of mine, not to buy games, or not to buy as many games as I'd be buying to finish them. And that's the year of living Gamedrously. And we created these Dirty 30 lists for everybody. So this is why we're here today, and thank you very much for coming on, Fraser, for the first
time. You've created a monster, haven't you?
I have created a monster. So if you're wondering what the year of living Gamedrously is all about, here it is. This is what it's all about. What is the year of living Gamedrously? Well, there are six simple steps. Number one, this is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. 2. Select 30 games, your Dirty 30, that you really want to finish. 3. Email your Dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. 4. Set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. 5. Complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved and the hashtag YOLG. And finally, 6. Enjoy your Dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the year of living Gamedrously. So that's the year of living Gamedrously. We are now here. I have Fraser in my treatment room. Fraser, can you tell me, do you know how many days has it been since you've bought a game?
I do know, Robin. It has been one day since I bought a game.
Fraser, what did you buy?
I bought Star Wars Battlefront yesterday because it was something we've wanted to play. It was finally like, it was about $13. I was like, I'm probably never going to play it, so I don't think it counts really. Fraser, but I did buy that yesterday.
Please, You do realize that if it isn't already, it's about to be on EA Access?
Maybe, yeah. I'm not subscribed to EA Access, so
okay. All right, so there you go. You're fired. It's out of your budget. That's okay. So look, I have a budget. I'd say that at the top of the show, there's £100, $120. It's your rules. This is a personal challenge. And you decide yourself what your budget is. And as long as you're being true to yourself in the spirit of it all, that's fine by me. I mean, this thing you've signed up along with 28 other people, I mean, why have you signed up, and what's the impetus? It's not just me. I mean, I must have struck a chord.
No. I mean, you've hit a nerve with everyone, Robin. I mean, you struck. You know, you got in when the market was hot. You really did, because I have always, for as long as I can remember, been one of those people who's ashamed of that massive pile of games that they've been building up. I've always, for as long as I can remember, like going back at least, you know, particularly probably since the middle of the 360 generation, when I suddenly realized that pile of shame was building. And I think around about then, I remember some of the midlife gamers broke off and they were doing a pile of shame challenge. That was the first time I'd heard of it.
Mm.
And so I've always had it in the back of my mind and thought, you know what, I really should do that. And so I think with you saying that, bringing it forward and saying, hey, come on, we can do this. That was it. That's all I needed. Maybe it's one of those things. It's like maybe just an addiction, you know, going through it, the withdrawals with somebody else is what we need, right? You know, if we're all huddled together with the cold turkey shakes.
I love buying new games. This is not about saving money for me. It's really not. I'm in a fortunate position which I can go out and buy a new game as it comes. But it got to the point before Christmas, there were so many great new releases. I just didn't know what to buy, did I buy them all? Or my time is so limited. How am I going to do all this? And then this is something where I sort of decided on myself, and then I think Mark Annex said, "Oh, well, that's a great idea," and it turned into something. Now I looked at what the Midlife Gamer guys had done and their Year of Shame, but to me, that was too strict. I actually went back over the last month and listened to some of their podcasts as well, their Year of Shame podcast that they'd done, and it sounded like too much of a chore to me. I want this to be fun, to be not like some weird punishment that you have to play things that you really don't want to. I want people to go through the list of their pile of shame and pick out the things that they really want to finish. And just like yourself, there's been a couple of games from your list of 30. And by the way, it doesn't need to be 30. 30 just rhymes with 30, 30, 30. You know, if it's 20, send your list. Doesn't matter, we'll include it. 30.
30's good. 30 yeah. works. And it's not that bad a number, you know. I sat there looking at the list, and I mean, I'm already at 5 or 6 down.
Yep, you're flying. Yeah, you have 6 games completed. I have them here. Numa, Bare Breath of Life.
Yes.
Lara Croft Go. Which I think that's right. Sorry, what I was trying to say earlier on was you've already swapped a few out. You've swapped out Battlefield 4 and the Banner Saga.
Yep.
And you must have had problems with those, but you finished those. So Numa, Lara Croft Go, Octodad, Puma. Numa, is it not Numa?
Numa,
Octodad, Battlefield 1, Peggle 2, and Deadly Tower of Monsters. Now, they're not the biggest games in the world.
They're not. No, they're easy ones to get going on. But I'll tell you what, if you take that, why this list is a good thing, right, is look at those games. Numa, Lara Croft, Octodad, Battlefield 1, Peggle 2, Deadly Tower of Monsters. I can tell you that there's only one game on there that I really didn't care about, and that was Octodad.
Mm.
The rest of them firmly fall into that category, and the same as you, it's not a financial thing. It's almost like a wasteful thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we would have played those games, but would you have really went to have the drive to finish them? This is maybe giving you a drive to finish.
Yeah,
Puma, you know, because I've played through it, and it's not a very taxing game, and it's a nice experience, but this is maybe giving you a bit of a drive to go and back and finish those.
Most of those there. I found Battlefield 1 maybe a little bit of a slog towards the end, but it certainly wasn't an awful experience. Lara Croft Go was great. Numa was great. Peggle 2 was okay. I don't have the Peggle addiction I had back in the Peggle 1 days. But Deadly Tower of Monsters really stands out there because I started it, didn't like it, and then I was given that push to go back to it, and I absolutely adored it.
Yeah.
Now, would I have had that? Would I have had that joyous experience if it wasn't for you?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. But maybe. It's maybe a bit of a drive. And the experience and feedback from people is generally has been very positive. Had some negative stuff today. Pilch was playing Life is Strange, has put 16 hours into it, mind you, and said, oh, I'm going to quit this year of living game, just a dirty 30 thing. I'm not just going to throw all my time. I don't have that sort of time to do that. But he's doing it wrong. If he really hated it that much, he shouldn't have been pushing himself through it. You know, I don't know, as I suppose I loved Life is Strange, but it's, again, horses for courses. There's lots of different games for different people. But if you're doing this and you're really not enjoying it and you have given it its fair dues, just let me know and we'll stick it under your fail boat section. There's a little section at the bottom of everybody's page called the fail boat now. So on the bottom of yours, Fraser, it says that you've either given up or changed them out. And yeah. Battlefield and Banner for Sagar's on there. And
yeah, interrupt. I was just going to say, just mentioning those, I mean, I'll give you an example, and this would maybe sort of, you know, people can take this on board. But Battlefield 4 had a broken save system. So, you know, I plowed in 3 or 4 hours the other day, went back to it, and none of my saves were there. That's just brutal. I was just like, no, I'm done with that. So it had its chance. And Banner Saga 2, I gave it a chance, but I'm never going to. It's just not my game, and I wanted to give it a chance. But it's just not my game. But so, you know, I'm not going to do a Pilch, right? I'm not going
to sit. And well, then, because people will also rave about Banner Saga. And again, it's not my, I've tried, and it's not my kind of thing. And there have been games where I have persevered with them and really came to love them. But that's not one of them. And that's a shame about Battlefield. Okay, so is there any plan in your list? Is there a coping mechanism that you have? Yeah, I mean, some people have said they're going to play a long game and then give themselves a break with a short game, because I know I've got some big ones on my list there. Yeah,
Not really. I know the big games on there I have. Okay, I'll tell you what, right now, and I'm predicting the future, I have Divinity Original Sin on there, which is a big game. I've tried to jump into that twice.
There's lots of people. Lots of people have that.
I'm struggling with it. So that could disappear. But some of the other bigger games like Fallout 4 and The Witcher, they just need, they will get their time when that comes. Smaller games, I have some things on there like Max, Curse of the Brotherhood, Frew, which is another one. They're all games which I can't, small, shortish games, but my tactic on those ones is to just try and be disciplined and just do like a good few levels every week. Right. And then before I know it, they'll all just be done.
Is there anything sort of on that list which is really worried you? Or I mean, looking through it here, I mean, what is Sunset Overdrive is big enough. Max's Curse of the Brotherhood, well, it says it's 6 hours, but I found it was longer than it was.
I have a feeling that's longer.
Yeah, it is a good game. Frew, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, I think you'll struggle with that. Yeah, and Halo 5's up there too. But, you know, it's brilliant. You know, it's been fantastic. As I say, there's 28 odd people have been with us so far. I mean, and the amount of Divinity Original Sins, Beyond Good and Evil, has popped up so many times as well.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that. And Zombie Army Trilogy.
So, I mean, there's lots of, if you see through that list, and there are people looking to do co-op or multiplayer and join in and share the burden of those games as well, and maybe have a bit of fun that way. Hit people up. For me, I've got through Doom. I left it sort of halfway through and was just a bit about it, sorry. But I thoroughly enjoyed Doom.
You went back to it and really enjoyed it then, yeah. See, that's great. Would you have done that, do you think?
No, it would have been, it was going, because I couldn't find it. No, I thought it was, the gameplay was brilliant. I thought it was fantastic looking, but it's not memorable to me.
Right.
Yeah. Where the next one that I went back to was Uncharted 4, which again I had left about a third of the way in, and at the end of it I'm going, why did I leave this? I could I could rule out the some of the bad story writing, but even still, it was like playing a movie. It was fabulous. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. You know, the crates that kept on popping up, stuff like that there. But I loved the way it ended. I loved the extra bit at the end and all that stuff. I would probably never have went back to Uncharted. And it's now in my top five game of the year stuff. It's in that list.
There you go.
But there, the exact opposite would be Alan Wake's American Nightmare, which I had sitting. It's a backwards compatible title. I'd loved Alan Wake back in the day, and this was just, it had all the great Alan Wake gameplay, but it just beat it with a big stick until it was dead.
Yeah,
it was a chore.
I never finished that game.
You played through these fantastic four levels, and I was just, oh, this is great. And then you finish the four levels, and it throws you back at the beginning of the four levels again, and you have to play through all four. And I go, oh, okay, fair enough. And then when you finish those, it does it again. Right. At that stage, I was ready to throw the controller through the window. But again, glad I went back to it. Glad I'd done it. It was sitting there. I wouldn't really recommend it if you're an Alan Wake fan.
It's not the same,
No. Just keep your rose-tinted glasses on. And another little joy that I finished this week was Song of the Deep. And that was a lovely little game. Song of the Deep.
Was it worth a purchase, is it?
£4. Yeah. It's like Ori and the Blind Forest Light. And that was a good Metrovania, nice dip in the water, if you excuse the pun, for a Metrovania type thing. Okay, so look, that's great. That's the sort of thing that we're doing. Again, the idea is, if you can manage to get through your 30 games, and it doesn't have to be, we originally started this beginning of December to the end of November next year, but really it's a 12-month period. So just let me know when you're starting, and you can start this at any time, and I'll keep this going for as long as people are interested. The top five loggers at the moment would be, I think the person that's finished the most is John Mouse. He is rattling away. He's 7 finished already. He's changed his list so many times, I feel like a secretary. yourself, you've got 6. PG Tips is on 5. I'm on 4, and Dastardly Jabby has 3 completed. People that really do need your support and love at the moment: Hutch DBL, Jeffrey M, Neasy Does It, Gamer Girl, The Real Defoe, Filthy, and winner of the Victory Achieved Challenge, Amras 89, have 0. They have none completed so far. Yeah, let's say
step that up.
Yeah, not that I'm going to call you out on a podcast or anything like that there, but you just need to get to it, especially that
and like Amra, that how you Amra's just called boy. Them out a second ago.
Yeah. Okay, look, remember, this is it. I mean, we've been through the waiting room, and we've had a bit of treatment in the middle, and now we're going to have a cup of tea and a biscuit. So remember, look, this is just for fun. It's not meant to be a laborious chore of slogging through games you hate. The idea is just to go back to the games you left for new and shiny and finish them. And hopefully on the way, you'll be asking yourself why you left them in the first place. But you won't always. Sometimes you'll have some ones you think, oh no, I hated this. So it helps to share the burden. Send your requests for help to me, bongo@ocpod.com, or tweet us or tweet me at bongo the sane, and let me know how you're getting on. Fraser, thank you for coming along to this month's meeting.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Robin.
We are going to do this once a month. We'll probably bring somebody from one of the U-loggers on to see how they're getting on and see how they're getting on with things. Fraser, how can you be contacted, sir?
You can find me, probably Twitter is one of the best places, at Fraser Moo.
Good.
I think, yeah.
Okay, well, look, thank you for spending almost 30 dirty minutes with me. And don't forget to download our mother podcast, the Overseas Connection podcast, at ocpod.com. Thank you, and safe home, Fraser, and may your game be with you.
Thank you.
Don't you just love 30 dirty minutes every month? I know I do. We'll be right back. This has been an Overseas Connection production.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So, check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.